got a shift about to kick off. This party looks whack. Let's take it back to straight hip-hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody...
Now on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and Spreaker, we present the one and only Breakdown Sports Show. The best run sports talk show in the Carolinas on the interwebs. With your host, the never intimidated or duplicated Big Shot Bob.
I liked what I saw from Cam.
And the man at the top of the summit, the man bringing it home, Rocky.
Lorenzo Cain to teach Cam Newton how to slide.
The show starts now.
Welcome, welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, and iTunes, and iHeart Radio. It didn't say that on there, but you can. And follow us on Twitter, BSS Carolinas, and watch us on Periscope every Thursday at 10 a.m.
We in the house.
We are here. How you doing?
I'm super.
You're super?
I'm super.
Because it's Superman versus Batman Day.
Man, that's going to be a or heck of a Batman. Movie.
I hope so, man. I'm kind of worried because they're showing a lot, and I kind of wish they would say Wonder Woman and not show a lot of Wonder Woman.
Well, if you're disappointed by this, this superhero movie, May 6th, Captain America, Civil War.
I'm worried about that one, too.
Why is that?
Because they already showed that Spider-Man's going to be in it.
Yeah.
I wish they wouldn't have said it. You shouldn't have leaked it.
They're going to go ahead and leak it, man.
You shouldn't have leaked it.
I got to see Deadpool.
Wait until you see the movie. Oh, Deadpool was amazing.
Deadpool was freaking awesome. Go see Deadpool.
Don't take your kids.
Yeah, don't take your kids.
You didn't take your kids, did you?
But, hell no.
We'll ask that and say, do what?
I didn't take the kids. It was a date night for me and my wife.
You took your wife?
Yeah. It was a little gory. She kind of turned from some of the scenes.
Oh,
but
okay.
For the most part, it's pretty funny, man.
Oh, it was hilarious. It's definitely... You take your boys and go watch it. Like, my wife, she wouldn't sit through it. Or, no, she would. She watched it the first time. She wouldn't watch it the second time.
Yeah.
But, no, we got a lot of things to talk about on today's show. We got NFL. First, we had a question on Periscope. Which NBA player today would likely to go broke first? That's a good question.
One that hasn't made a lot of money in the league.
Lance Stevenson.
Yeah, probably Lance Stevenson.
I'm going to go with Lance.
Sir Lance a lot. Yeah, PJ Harrison.
PJ Harrison?
Rudy right. Gobert.
Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert, that's good. Today on today's show, we're going to talk about football, NFL, new rules. We got Bon Voyage and two words for you. The first thing we're talking about new rules, touchbacks will be brought back to the 25-yard line, and two personal fouls will get you ejected. What do you think?
The 25-yard line, why? Why are we just giving more field position to these talented offenses when they can't play any defense in the league anyway? Can't even put your hands on people.
You know why? Because they're trying to eliminate kickoffs.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Stop it.
And I actually heard an interesting take on this yesterday. If they start squibbing kicks, there actually will be more hits. And it could cause more injuries because these kickers would not kick them to the end zone. Because 25-yard field position is great starting position.
Great starting position.
I mean, 5 yards is a big difference in NFL.
Oh, hell yeah, it is.
I mean, you're quarter away to the 50-yard line already. So, I mean, you know, why not? I don't like it because you're taking it – you're trying to make the game too safe, but it's a full-contact sport. So, it's hard to do that.
I do like the two personal foul rule because Odell Beckham should have been ejected from the game last year for those cheap shots he pulled during the Panthers game. Freaking coward.
I know you like it. I don't. Here's why. It's because the fine. If you actually read the rules of unsportsmanlike, a player that celebrates a touchdown celebration could be ejected after two times celebrating a touchdown. I don't like taking out the enthusiasm, the fun stuff of the game where these guys are having fun. You shouldn't take that out. This should be for – and if you remember correctly, Odell Beckham never got a sportsmanlike conduct penalty.
Because the referees are stupid.
But that's my point, though. He didn't get unsportsmanlike. He got
he got a personal foul.
Personal foul. Like so personal foul has nothing to do with this ejection rule. That's my problem with this. Because now you'll kick somebody out of the game that celebrated two touchdowns, but somebody that got in a fight, you don't keep on the field. Or a bad hit to the quarterback, stuff like that.
Well, the celebration thing, as long as you're not celebrating with the ball or using props, then you won't have to worry about getting a flag. You can still do your spike, do your little dance or whatever, and it'll be fine.
But the unsportsmanlike, though, would be for this rule is going to affect them. It's not going to affect Odell Beckham or Josh Norman with the personal foul penalties.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this rule – come on, man.
You know the NFL is going to talk to the officials and say, hey, these are personal fouls. Show them videos of hits. I mean, unsportsmanlike conduct fouls.
We hope, but we don't. This is what the NFL – and I'm all for an ejection of a player. But we need to get an ejection of the coach. If they don't take a player out when something like this happens, like last year, Ron Rivera and Tom Coughlin should have been ejected. You didn't eject the players. The two coaches should have been ejected for not taking the players out of the game.
True.
And if you listen to Josh Norman, he actually said, I wanted to be out of the game. I needed to sit down for a few. The coaches didn't want me to sit.
Because we needed to win.
When you lose control of your team, your player needs to sit down.
Josh Norman just needs to do his job and worry about trying to get paid, not trying to worry about what the coaches should have or shouldn't have done.
Hey, I mean, you still got to take care of the team. Cornerback Prince Akinmori signs with the Jags.
Ooh, winning.
So he leaves New York. Broncos trade for Mark Sanchez. What do you think? Garbage Sanchez.
They needed something. They had nothing. They have nothing.
I would took Trevor Siemian over Mark Sanchez.
They picked up Russell Okung as well.
That's right.
So at least they can protect whoever is going to be back there playing quarterback. And the Broncos will probably draft a quarterback too, and they'll be all right. They can pick up Cardale Jones. He'll be available late. Really?
Cowboys add Alfred Morris to running backs.
I saw that. That's huge. Oh, now, are they going to still go running back by committee, or are they going to have a strong featured back and then just have somebody spell the other one for third downs?
It can be a nice fit because I think Morris and McFadden can feed off each other. I still think we draft a running back in the draft if they're there in the second round. If Henry or somebody's there, you draft them. Mm-hmm. This pretty much tells you they're not drafting Elliott in the first round.
Oh, no.
With the fourth pick.
Oh, no.
There are rumors still they will get a quarterback, but we'll see. I think that's more smoke.
If Jerry Jones has his way, they won't draft a quarterback.
Right, and I think that's more smoke of saying they're going to draft a quarterback. But I think Alfred Morris can help Darren McFadden. McFadden can help Morris because, you know, Morris is more a north-south guy. McFadden's more of an east-west, you know, cut guy. So I think it can help. I think we got a really good combo if Morris stays healthy. We'll see, though. Panthers GM Dave Gettleman named Executive of the Year.
He's done a lot. He's cut a lot of money off our cap this year. The past few seasons, I'm surprised by their lack of signings besides, you know, re-signing Charles Johnson and Mike Tolbert or whatever. But they haven't really made any kind of moves out there in the free agent market. I know they picked up that D-tackle from where was he at? Houston? Miami? Atlanta. I'm sorry. I don't even know the boy's name. But when you pick up a D-tackle from Atlanta, is that really a big thing? Because we know Atlanta's defense hasn't been that great.
No. Oh, you're talking about O'Brien Schofield?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, some other news. The Bucks signed former Seahawk guard and Mooresville native J.R. Sweezy to a 5-year, $32.5 million deal. Dude, the Seahawks.
They're losing everybody. I mean, you can't pay everybody.
I know, but you are in trouble next year because that offensive line lost Okung. You lost Sweezy.
That's why Russell Wilson has those legs.
And you traded Jimmy Graham for an offensive lineman. That hasn't worked out.
Run for your life, Russell. Run.
And Marshawn Lynch ain't coming back. So, I mean, you lost a lot.
You better hope Thomas Rawls can stay healthy.
You better hope that Seattle defense doesn't give up more than 10 points
a game. So, obviously, we know Seattle's drafting offensive linemen with their first-round pick, maybe and their second-round pick as well.
They better. They need a lot of offensive linemen. Mike Wallace signs with the Ravens, 2-year, $11.5 million. They also signed Eric Weddle to a 4-year deal.
Good for those guys getting paid. The Ravens needed something out there. Their defense. Oh, sorry. Their defense is atrocious. I'm glad we didn't overspend for Eric Weddle's old ass. We didn't need that. So, good luck in Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore, though, I think with Eric Weddle helps. And I know you don't think they need them here in Carolina. I think it's a great signing for the Ravens. I think Mike Wallace is going to be a great signing also. Now you got Mike Wallace can play his natural number two, let Steve Smith be the number one. And I think Mike Wallace can still put up some numbers. You know, he's going to have to in this offense.
I think Kamir Akin will be a bigger force in the Ravens offense than Mike Wallace.
You can move Kamir Akin to the three. Put him in the slot. Well, fine. Put Akin at the two. Put Wallace at the three.
Wallace
he's
needs
a good
to be
slot.
The three.
He's a good slot.
He's still got that speed, man. Right. But he hasn't what he was when he was in Pittsburgh and Roethlisberger was throwing him the football.
Chargers signed ex-Packers Casey Hayward to a 3-year deal worth $15.3 million. And then the Pats traded Chandler Jones to the Cardinals for Jonathan Cooper and a second-round pick.
Well, Chandler Jones next season is going to be looking for an Ndamukong Suh deal, Justin Houston deal, Tamba Ali deal, one of those deals. And New England isn't going to pay him that. So they went ahead and got out from under him. Plus, he's had some off-the-field issues, and we all know they already had the Aaron Hernandez thing. So, any off-the-field issues with the Patriots, they're going to get rid of you.
Yeah, I agree. But they had to move on. Chandler Jones, though, man, was coming into his own.
Oh, yeah. He's a stud. He's an absolute stud.
And you trade it for a offensive lineman that has been hurt. He doesn't stay healthy. And I don't get it. I mean, I understand getting a second-round pick was the big part of this deal. But you trade it for an offensive lineman that doesn't stay healthy. Now, if he stays healthy, you got a win.
You got a win.
But, you know, because he can be an all-pro. Speaking of the Pats, they signed Chris Long to replace Chandler Jones. That's a big addition.
It is. I mean, Chris Long was out there. They only gave him a 1-year deal. You probably got him for dirt cheap. And the Patriots know how to plug people into their system. And you ain't got to worry about Chris Long off the field doing anything stupid. And Brown's expected to reach agreement with RG3.
Really?
Somebody wants to go to Cleveland.
There's one person who wants to go to Cleveland. It should be interesting, him in Cleveland. C.J. Anderson stays in Denver after they matched the offer sheet from Miami.
Mm-hmm. That was smart for Miami.
Absolutely, man. You got any more football?
B.J. Raji, of course. We know B.J. Raji's going to take a little hiatus. He hasn't completely shut the door on closing football, but you can't leave for a year and tell me that you'll be back next year and you're going to be better. It doesn't work like that, man. You lose a little edge. You lose a little bit of sharpness. You're definitely taking a year off. You're not going to train like you would train if you were playing. So, if
you can't just turn it on.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to go ahead and retire, go ahead and retire.
Going to the draft, Mishay's got his next mock draft out. He's got the Titans selecting Laramie Tunsil, the offensive tackle, Mississippi. And also, the GM said he's open to trading the number one pick.
He is, but he wants the King's ransom. And there is no player in the draft that you're giving up multiple picks for to move up to get the number one pick.
No.
It's just not. There is just not.
Yeah, you ain't. I mean, because nobody's going to trade up to get.
There's no Andrew Luck here. There's no Cameron Newton sitting at the top of the draft. There isn't, man.
He's got the Browns selecting Carson Wentz, even if they get RG3.
Now, that'd be interesting. I've heard a lot of talk that they probably sign RG3 to like a 1 or 2 year deal, and this could be like an audition season right. for RG3 to show that he still has the goods, and the Browns could work out maybe trading RG3 and picking up some more picks and then moving Wentz in to start next season. Because you don't draft a young quarterback, not in today's NFL, to sit on the bench. You draft him to play immediately.
Well, you could still, like the Cowboys, could draft a young quarterback and sit for 2 or 3 years. This year's draft, there's nobody that starts immediately. Carson Wentz is not ready.
But with these rookie deals, you got to find out what you have. You know,
you can't find out in year one what you got. I mean, Mariota's different. He's a different beast. Cam Newton's a different beast. I mean, those guys are different.
Maybe, you got maybe 3-4 seasons. You see what the Broncos did. They drafted Osweiler. They didn't really see what they had, and they end up losing Osweiler.
Like, for example, when, you know, the problem is a lot of these guys are coming out. They're not ready yet. Look at Jake Locker.
Oh, no.
You know, Jake Locker should have set 3 years to see if they had anything.
Well, Jake Locker's body just
I mean, hell, wasn't Aaron Rodgers, fit for the NFL. No, Aaron Rodgers didn't even play right when he came out. Of course, Brett Favre was playing ahead of him, but you sit a couple years. I mean, look at Eli. Eli sat half a season.
Half a season.
Before he took over Warner.
Yeah.
So, this draft especially does not have the guy that you draft and you play on day one. It just, but the problem is the NFL, the talent is so bad at quarterback, you ain't got no choice.
You don't have any choice.
You know, if I was Cleveland or something, I would sign Carson. I would go out and sign Ryan Fitzpatrick to be a 1 year starter, and then you have Carson start year two.
But Ryan Fitzpatrick wants $20+ million a year.
And he deserves it.
For after what, season one he had. Season?
He had a better season than Brock Osweiler.
One freaking season?
He had a better season
I've
than Osweiler.
I've seen 4 previous seasons of Ryan Fitzpatrick playing like straight garbage. I'm not giving that $20 million a season.
Of the free agent quarterbacks, he's the best one out there.
That's pitiful to say. That's really bad.
It is. Then he's got Ramsey going to the Chargers. He's got Bosa going to the Cowboys, which I kind of figured that. Ramsey is the guy I want. Miles Jack to the Jags, DeForest Buckner to the Ravens, Goff to the 49ers.
Somebody compared Jared Goff to Jay Cutler. An anonymous scout compared him to Jay Cutler on NJ.com.
Is that a good thing or a bad?
It's a bad thing. The scout said the boy did not win in college. If you show me a quarterback that didn't win in college that won in the NFL. And he's right, man. You can't win in college. How you going to win in the NFL? Jay Cutler didn't win in college, and you see what his career is, man. I mean, Jared Goff definitely has the size and the talent, but can he lead your franchise to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I don't know about that. He's got the Dolphins selecting Zeke Elliott at 13.
They need a running back in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Desperately.
Laquan Treadwell going to the Rams. The LA Rams. Which, that would be huge because Detroit Lions are 16th. Their next pick behind the Rams. So, I'm doing
the
whatever
Lions
I can.
Need a receiver.
Yeah.
I know they signed – what's his face?
It was so bad.
Jeremy Curley.
Yeah.
They picked up Jeremy Curley.
Woo-hoo.
They had to go with Marvin Jones and Golden Tate.
They got the Jets going with Paxton Lynch. Which I could see. No, and he would be good.
Better cover your rear end just in case you can't get a deal with Fitzpatrick.
Corey Coleman to the Bengals. They need a wide receiver. Pittsburgh, Eli Apple going to Ohio State. And I'm trying to see who he's got. Carolina. He's got Carolina selecting offensive tackle Texas A&M, Jermaine Afada. He's 6'6", weighing 324. He's got incredible 36-inch arms.
We could definitely use an offensive tackle. No question.
But
no question.
They got him going.
Hey.
To Carolina.
If he pans out, take him.
Then he's got, interesting, he's got the Cowboys selecting Connor Cook, number 34, in the second round.
I mean, Connor will be there. And that's the guy that you can sit down for a couple years and let him learn. Let him learn. And there's no expectations on him having to come in and start. No?
He's got Hackenberg going to the Rams in the second round.
The Rams need a QB, too. Man.
Wow. Jalen Smith has slid now all the way to the second round, number 47, to the Saints because of that injury.
Because of his knees. He failed three physicals at the combine. He failed another one?
Yeah. I knew he failed the ones at the combine. And they got – actually, Mache's got Seattle picking up Derrick Henry in the second round.
I mean, he could work. He could work in Seattle system.
Braxton Miller, he's got going to the Chiefs.
Kansas City could use someone like that, someone that can play do multiple things.
And then he's got Hassan Ridgeway out, Texas defensive tackle, going to Carolina.
Do we need another D tackle? We need some secondary help. Can we go draft a secondary player, please?
You would think. I mean, you know, that's kind of important.
That's the way I'm leaning.
All right, let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, going into two words. Britt Grimes signing with the Bucks.
Watch out for wifey. I know that's more than two words, but.
And it was confirmed by the Dolphins the reason they got rid of Grimes was because his wife.
She's crazy.
That is crazy. You get I'm sorry. If you killing my NFL career, something's up. I'm just saying.
I'm taking all your social media provisions away from you.
Huge signing. It's a huge signing for – I mean, because he's a good corner. It's huge for Tampa. Russell Wilson got engaged to Sierra.
Congrats, homeboy. And this comes right after the release of his new clothing line, The Good Man. Check it out. Available at Nordstrom. Nordstrom.com. And in their flagship store in Seattle.
Sweet. Big ups. Dude, that's really good. Mark Sanchez with the Broncos.
Butt fumble. Mile high fumble.
Worst situation ever. I've never seen a team, a Super Bowl champion, go from Peyton Manning to garbage in an offseason. I mean, never.
From the high life to sanitation. Damn.
I mean, it's just, yeah, low life. UFC 2 video game.
I don't know. I haven't played it. I haven't played.
Really good.
Yeah.
CM Punk got his butt kicked, but it's really good. It's really good. It's really authentic. I'm trying to get in the USC thing a little bit more, so this is helping me. Charles Barkley on TNT NCAA bracket show.
Sir Charles.
I love Barkley. I love the TNT guys, but please stop. I want to hear people talk about college basketball that know and enjoy college basketball. Charles Barkley could care less if he's calling a bracket show. I'm just saying, put somebody on there that really knows the game and wants to. I really listen to Kara Lawson talk about NCAA men's basketball than Charles Barkley talk about it, because at least she wants to talk about it. Charles Barkley just wants to get in line at the next barbecue place down the street.
Can you blame him?
No, I don't think. Atlanta Hawks have another Tinder night.
Man, looking for love.
In the wrong places. come on. A Tinder night?
Tinder love.
On why Kevin Durant should play with the Celtics next year.
No way. No how. Not today.
God, I'm trying to think. He can't bleed green. I mean, you know.
Can you? I mean, I know he wore Sonics uniform, which was green his rookie season, his first 2 years in the league. But I can't see him in the Celtics.
It'd be weird.
Yeah.
LeBron saying he wants to play with Paul Anthony Wade before he retires.
Not mad. Go play with your homies.
Just get your group together now. Just do it now. Stop waiting. Stop waiting. Just
that'd be the Fantastic Four right there.
No, I tell you what. Everyone else quit. Just go play with LeBron. Just go. I want LeBron to have an All-NBA point, a point, a two, a three, and a five. I want him to completely have All-Stars at every single position.
This is how they would have to do it. LeBron could sign for $1. They could trade Kyrie for CP3, Kevin Love to New York, or get New York and Boston a three-way trade.
You could trade him LA.
And then bring in Melo, and there you, and D-Wade you can give some money to come play, because you just pay LeBron only $1.
You can't tell me the Clippers would not even think about trading Blake Griffin and CP3 for Kyrie Irving. And throw in Kevin Love. You can't tell me they wouldn't think about that.
They would have to think about it.
I would.
Especially if Chris Paul is like, I need to make this thing happen.
Right. Chris Paul's the. I mean, I'm just saying, you trade him, and if you need to throw in Blake, you throw in Blake.
So Blake could be that piece you send to New York from
Miller. Exactly.
And then hey. D-Wade is only on a one-year deal. You can give D-Wade some money to come to Cleveland.
D-Wade and CP3 could leave any time they wanted to.
Exactly.
Those teams.
Or they should just all go to Miami. Let's meet up in Miami.
Let's don't do this again. Not Miami again.
Welcome to Miami.
At least you don't do it in a different city that hasn't won anything ever. I would rather you go to a city where they've never won anything.
LeBron only signs for $1. He needs to go where he doesn't have to pay any taxes.
I would rather y'all all go down to Oklahoma City and everybody else leave and you bring in those four to win. Go to a place that hasn't ever – go to Toronto. Go somewhere that ain't won a title. L.A. Rams on HBO Hard Knocks.
Won't watch.
Must see. Ty Gurley on HBO Hard Knocks? Oh, please, man. And they're moving to L.A.? Do you remember Any Given Sunday? This is going to be like watching Any Given Sunday, watching this team on this. And Case Keenum, the starting quarterback? Come on.
Rams.
I know, but it's Case Keenum.
It's the Rams.
And they got rid of half of the players, so all them young guys. Man, we got to see this. This is on TV. The Rams playing in China.
Why? Nobody cares.
Bad luck, man. You moved the team. Now they got to play a game in China the first season. And last but not least, Jerry Jones says football has no effect on CTE.
Personal opinion.
Big dummy. Jerry, you're not a brain doctor. Just let the professionals talk about CTE. And you're just bringing more heat on yourself and the Dallas Cowboys organization. That's all it is. Let the experts actually talk about it.
Well, Jerry Jones has the right to his opinion. He's going to say whatever he feels like.
No, he does. I just, come on, man. All right, let's go, Bon Voyage.
Of course, to this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas. Always love and enjoy coming to you every Thursday. Hopefully, starting, if not next week, the following week, we'll be coming to you upwards of 3 to 4 times a week. So you'll get to love us all the time. Spread the word to your friends. Find us on Twitter, BSS Carolinas. I guess BJ Raji, because you're going away. Alex Rodriguez announced his retirement. Bon Voyage, guys. And that's all I have for this week.
For this week?
Yep.
All right. I've got a couple, just a few. First and foremost, Jahlil Okafor out for the rest of the season. Mario Chalmers waived by the Grizzlies after tearing his ACL.
That's messed Achilles. Up.
So Rio got released.
That's messed up. Is it his fault he got his Achilles? He tore his Achilles and then you released him?
He just had a great game against the Cavs. He tore his Achilles and then he gets released. Man, I'm going to have to play that song again. DeMarcus Cousins was suspended 1 game for detriment to the team. He blamed it on George Karl.
He blames everybody for his problems.
Get rid of him. NBA ref Joy Crawford retired, admittedly, due to knee injury. He was a ref for 39 years.
He was retiring anyway at the end of the season. I wish he could have made it.
Absolutely. He worked 374 playoff games and over 50 NBA final games. I love Joy Crawford. I don't care what anybody says.
Tim Duncan didn't love him.
No. Stanford fired Johnny Dawkins as head coach. He's back at Duke already.
Come on back.
Oklahoma State fired Travis Ford. We talked about who filled that one. BJ Raji retires at age 29. Carlos Dansby, you're back on the list again, buddy. You got Cash Money and Bon Voyage this week being released by the Browns. Mavs Chandler Parsons to miss rest of the season. Anthony Eyebrow Davis to miss the rest of the season. But he is starring in Barbershop 4 or 3.
Is he going to get that eyebrow shaved?
No, they won't let him touch eyebrows. sad news, a couple of sad. Well, Andre Ether out 10 to 14 weeks. But the sad news is Trey Walker, the Ravens, passed away at age 23 in a dirt bike accident. Fife Dog of Tribe Called Quest. That's where we've been playing all Tribe Called Quest music today. At age 45. And last, legendary broadcaster, 9-year Major League Baseball vet Joe Gregoriola passed away at age 90.
He had a long life.
He did. He was also on the Today Show for many years back in the 90s. So much prayers and thoughts with all their families. Fife Dog, Tribe Called Quest is just unreal how great they were.
You on point, Fife? You all the time, Tip.
That's right. You know, I've been watching a lot of their stuff lately, and they're just – it's amazing to watch talking about a lot of different things they do. So, you got anything else?
As always, sports is life. Happy Easter.
And, of course, as always, you can catch us everywhere. Follow us on Twitter, BSS Carolinas. Catch our shows on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and have a great week in sports.
Side piece.
On the real, what the deal? Yo, come on. You know what I mean? World's greatest 5-footer, back up in your shit. Check it. Let me ask you. Who these cats looking panani-ish? For those who don't understand, that's some vagina shit. I think I'm more show. Tell me what you're dealing with. Niggas rhymes be watered down like porn stars.